And that was the Christmas Concerto, the Concerto in F minor, Opus 1, Number 8, by Locatelli, performed by Imu Zichi and Maria Teresa Garatti on organ. Both of our Christmas concertos this morning came from the Philips album Christmas Concertos.
Hi, this is Fionnuala Sherry.
And this is Rolf Loveland from Secret Garden.
And you are listening to Shades of Classics at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Canada.
And it's time for our From the Garden feature. And this morning we have the piece Solas from Secret Garden's new album, Songs in the Circle of Time. And you just heard our From the Garden feature, the piece Solas by Secret Garden from their brand new album, Songs in the Circle of Time. And you're listening to Shades of Classics. We move to the Canadian Spotlight segment of the program now. And this morning we have the choral ensemble Camerata Nova. We're going to hear two sets from their album, Nova Noel. The first set will start off with the piece Gabriel's Message. This is Camerata Nova.
Thank you.
three selections by Camerata Nova from their album Nova Noel. We started with Gabriel's Message, a 15th century Basque carol arranged by Andrew Balfour. The soprano soloist was Karine Baudet. That was followed by Alma Redemptoris Mater, a 14th century Gregorian chant arranged by Andrew Balfour and Alan Schroeder. And the final piece was Alma Redemptoris Mater by Thomas Luis de Victoria. Camerata Nova, Nova Noel. And you're listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We're going to conclude our Canadian spotlight with another set from the album Nova Noel by Camerata Nova, starting off with the Coventry Carol. Once again, here is Camerata Nova.
Thank you.
You just heard another set by Camerata Nova from their album Nova Noel. We started off with Coventry Carol, a 15th century English traditional arranged by Andrew Balfour. That was followed by Lule My Liking by Gustav Holst. The soprano soloists were Carolyn Boys and Heather Pauls. And a final piece was Noël Nouvelet, a 16th century French traditional arranged by Andrew Balfour. This album was recorded in St. Mary's Cathedral, Winnipeg, in September of 2006. Camerata Nova, Nova Noël. And that concludes this morning's Canadian Spotlight.
Good morning. My name is Margaret Maria, and you are listening to Shades of Classics with your host, John Iverson, on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in and enjoying all this beautiful music.
And it's really easy to get in touch with me. Just send an email to shades@mts.net with any music requests that you have or comments or inquiries. To find out more about Shades of Classics, visit our website. Go to jliverson.com and click on the link there to Shades of Classics. And to find out more about this campus and community access station, visit the CKUW website at ckuw.ca. Next up from the archives, I've pulled the 2010 album Inspiration by guitarist and composer Jim Stubblefield. We're going to hear five selections, starting off with the piece El Pistolero. This is Jim Stubblefield.
Thank you.
That set came from the album Inspiration by guitarist and composer Jim Stubblefield. We started off with El Pistolero, then the title track Inspiration, then Terra Bella, then Armadillo, and the final piece was Tortuga. Jim Stubblefield, Inspiration. I couldn't help notice the similarity between the title track Inspiration and a piece by Jesse Cook. And you have been listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Canada. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. I hope you enjoyed the program. Tune in again next Sunday morning from 8 until 10 for another original edition of Shades of Classics right here on CKUW. Since this is the second Sunday of Advent, I have another version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. This one is by David Lawns from his album Christmas Eve on the Narada label. Until I'm with you again next Sunday morning, have a terrific week. Stay safe. Take care. Goodbye.